Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following broadcast.
In local news, residents have long awaited the grand opening of the River City Zoo this Saturday. For this special grand opening event, hours will be extended until 8 p.m. And the zoo will also be having a photo contest during the event. Be sure to take photos while you walk through the exhibits to submit for the contest. To read the contest rules and regulations, visit the zoo's website.
Number 71. What event is the speaker mainly talking about? Number 72. What are the listeners encouraged to do during the event? Number 73. What can the listeners find on a website? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Attention passengers flying to Dublin. Since this flight is fully booked and luggage space will be limited, you may check extra bags for free. If you'd like to check your luggage to your final destination at no extra charge, you can speak to an airline representative at the gate desk. We'll begin boarding soon, so please check your ticket for your seat assignment. Thank you for flying with us.
Number 74. Where most likely does this announcement take place? Number 75. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do for free? Number 76. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Glad to see everyone's back on the bus. I hope you've enjoyed today's tour of Rosedale so far. City Hall is one of my favourite stops. You may not have heard me say it, but our City Hall is notable as the biggest government building in the nation. In a few minutes, we'll arrive at Carpton Market. It has some of the city's best local food. You'll have time to explore the market on your own, but the bus leaves at 3 p.m. I'll be walking around too, so join me if you'd like to hear more about the market.
Number 77. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 78. According to the speaker, what is special about Rosedale City Hall? Number 79. Why does the speaker say,
"The bus leaves at 3 p.m.?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Recently, we conducted a market survey about our new phone application called Mini Market. Well, we found that people of all ages like the idea of using their mobile phones to order groceries. However, there has been one consistent complaint about the app. According to users, the process for ordering groceries with this app is too complicated. So we invited Lupe Gonzalez here to present some ideas. She's a technology consultant who has designed similar apps before.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the meeting? Number 81. What is the main complaint about a phone application? Number 82. What will happen next? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement.
Before you start this evening's shift, I'd like to make a quick announcement. As you know, we've had a very successful 2 months since our restaurant opened. But of course, that means you've all been working some very long days and serving many customers at once. Now, we'd originally planned to have only 6 waiters on our staff, but our business is increasing. We'll be working to remedy the situation. In the meantime, to thank you for your hard work, we've arranged to get you all some complimentary tickets to the upcoming music festival. Enjoy the event.
Number 83. Where do the listeners work? Number 84. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"Our business is increasing"?
Number 85. What does the speaker offer the listeners? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
As you all know, when sales at Henry's Home Furnishings dropped again last year, the executive board decided it was time to reevaluate our brand. Our research revealed that we were missing out on a large market, young adults, who saw our products, especially our living room furniture, as out of date and unimaginative. So, we're now launching an updated product line based on the latest trends called Urban Henry. Some of the furniture will even feature wireless charging for mobile devices. Now, before the official launch in May, I'd like you, our public relations team, to prepare a press release to send to the usual business news outlets.
Number 86. What does the speaker's company mainly sell? Number 87. How has the company addressed a problem? Number 88. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Tom Pollard from Human Resources calling for Wilma. We are so happy you'll be joining our team at Morristown Engineering. Could you come in next Monday morning for your orientation? After, you'll be able to meet some co-workers and have a tour of the facility. Just to warn you, getting to our office is a little tricky right now. The street we're on is closed to traffic because of construction. I recommend parking a couple of blocks away and walking. Also, I'd like to invite you to join me for lunch the day you come. That way you can ask any questions you might have. Anyway, give me a call back to confirm.
Number 89. What is the main purpose of the message? Number 90. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 91. What does the speaker say the listener can do during lunch? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to compliment you all for your excellent work on the Peterson ad campaign. Their company has already seen a jump in sales from the advertisements we created. Next on the agenda, I want to let you know about a great professional development opportunity. We've decided to start offering reimbursement, covering tuition and other fees, for all employees who take classes at the local business school. And there are lots of great options to choose from. There's an interesting evening course called Creative Advertising, and it has earned many awards. If you have any questions, let me know.
Number 92. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 93. What will the company do? Number 94. Why does the speaker say,
"It has earned many awards"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hello, I'm calling because I can't find my sunglasses. I think I may have left them in one of your theatres yesterday. The sunglasses should be in a blue case. The case could have fallen under the seat. Anyway, I was at the 4:30 showing of Long Distance Run and was sitting toward the back of the theatre with some friends. If the sunglasses are there, could you call me back to let me know? You can call me at any time. My number's 555-0129. Thanks.
Number 95. Why is the speaker calling? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which theater was the speaker in yesterday? Number 97. What does the speaker request? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following instructions and map.
Good morning. We're happy you've joined our team at BG Gardening Service. I'd like to tell you about some of the landscaping you'll be responsible for. Our gardening company maintains the outdoor areas at the Delville Shopping Complex, and you'll be doing your first job over there today. Look at this map of the shopping complex. In the lower left, where Elm Road and Main Street meet, there's a small building. You'll be responsible for the gardens around that building. I'll explain more at the site. Let's head over there now so I can show you in person.
Number 98. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which building does the speaker talk about? Number 100. What will the listeners most likely do next?